Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
This holiday season, moviegoers will see a number of films that deal directly with major political issues. It's part of a recent trend of socially relevant movies that traces its roots not 50 years ago to Hollywood's so-called Golden Age, but a century ago to the very first movies. Scott Simon, a UC Davis film historian who served as a curator for a DVD series that looks at the early movies dealing with social issues, says that movies from the middle of the century avoided most controversial topics.
There was a 50-year period in the middle in American filmmaking, a wonderful period in terms of filmmaking in the sort of classical Hollywood era, where you couldn't talk about a lot of the issues that you can now talk about again.
Early films didn't have that problem. This one accused the workers' unions of being run by communists. Other conflicts, such as the social effects of war on a country, show an eerie similarity to what we deal with today.
One of the films on this set is called The Reawakening. That's all about soldiers who've come back from World War I who are missing arms and legs and are sort of destroyed emotionally, too. And, you know, that's clearly a subject we're finding again in the Iraq War.
These movies came out during an era when the social agenda was change and positive thinking was its fuel.
These are social problem films, but most of them come with solutions. That is, they're quite optimistic. Films are a little more despairing. You know, at the end of 15 minutes, you will have a solution to your social problem.
Reporting from UC Davis, I'm Paul Fotenauer.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.